It's 11:35, Newfoundland Daylight Saving Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern,
the tale of the woolly beast.
A fellow of infinite jest and most excellent fancy.
It was obviously defaced by the Irish monk.
This should be good.
Bienvenue, Canada. Hello. Got and die in Iceland. How are you all? Today on The Great Eastern, trick or treat with the Hurley Snarks, pancakes with the Prime Minister, an old hand in the deep freeze, and half an amulet do the swim. All this for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Big week in Newfoundland letters, and popular author and critic Kathleen Hanrahan joins me with another edition of WordWorks. It's good to see you, Kathleen.
Hello, Paul. It's nice to be back. I heard your interview a couple of weeks ago with Peggy Atwood.
Oh, God, I was so embarrassed.
I bet.
I went up and I immediately read A Handmaid's Tale. That's a scary story.
It is.
But now I can unconditionally recommend Margaret Atwood as a writer. Great stuff. Now, I don't overstate the case in saying that this new book that you've brought in is one that we've all... Is that... It is. That's Ariel Manis in the control room. Come in. No. Come in, Ari. Come in. You don't mind, do you, Kathleen?
Not at all.
Ariel Manis, how are you? Our grand old man of the long waves, BCN's Director of Engineering Emeritus.
Ari, it's delightful to see you again.
Miss Hanra.
Ari, slay me with that old world charm.
You've been on quite a journey.
Yes, I'm just back from Africa.
I didn't know that.
That must have been fascinating.
I was helping set up a Radio Ugubamba. They purchased some of the BCN's old coal-fired equipment, and I served as a technical advisor.
Now, Ugubamba got swallowed up recently by Upper Volta.
High Volta.
Yeah, good reception, I guess, in the High Volta.
Oh, yes, and of course, that warm tone to the coal-fired signal. Everyone's happy. A great success.
I bet there was a civil war brewing, though.
Yes, the international price of betel nuts is at an all-time low.
I took a bath on betel
and, nuts. And just north of Bibopalula in Gramalama Ding Dong Township, fundamentalists have established a traditional matriarchal republic.
Wow.
All men wear veils, and they are kept isolated in large groups and only brought out for sex or as slave labor on the plantations.
Oh, bizarre.
Finally.
Yes, well, it was quite exciting for a few days, but then I had to buy my freedom back.
But did you manage to get back to the old country on your travels?
Well, thank you for asking. I did, actually.
The family
yes.
and friends.
Yes. You know, it's wonderful since the wall came down.
But you're from Latvia, aren't you?
Yes, from Latvia, yes.
Which wall came down in Latvia?
The Great Wall of Riga. Oh. A very lovely wall, and very sad to see it come down.
But it's good to see you, Ari.
Hope we get a chance to chat at the open house next week.
Oh, yes, I'll be there in my old haunt, the Museum of Broadcastology.
Ari Oldmanis, BCN's Ambassador of the Long Waves.
Bye-bye, Ari.
Wonderful to see you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for
bye-bye
dropping in, Ari. Thank you. Well, that was exciting, hey? A visitor to WordWorks? Well, now, Kathleen, on to another exciting event.
Yes. It's the publication, after many years of preparation, of the Collected Fairy Tales of Newfoundland.
This is a beautiful book. Mm-hmm. There are thousands of pages and hundreds of illustrations, and it must weigh in at 9 or 10 pounds.
It's the complete.
And unexpurgated.
Compilers Maxie Porter and Vina Basto decided to print these tales as they've been told in Newfoundland over the ages.
Now, this collection has not escaped criticism, Kathleen. A group of parents are complaining that too many of the stories and fables included here are inappropriate for young children.
Oh, they are pretty grisly.
Oh, come off it, Kathleen. You're a free thinker, aren't you?
Bezel teens crawling beneath the skin of children, inducing tormented dances.
Look at young Gary. He's got bezel teens up. Yes, there's nothing so well-behaved as a shit-baked youngster.
And night globbers and hurly snarks.
Smatchy jetworms and yelps. But how to translate these creatures of Newfoundland folklore for a Canadian audience?
Well, they're our trolls and hobgoblins.
What's a troll next to a hurly snark?
A troll would eat you.
You'd beg a hurly snark to eat you, Kathleen.
True. Oh, and of course, we can't forget to mention the wonderful Tale of the Woolly Beast.
Oh, hold it right there, Kathleen.
What?
Bad, bad memories. My dad used to tell me and my brother that, and really, I mean, even to this day, just thinking about it.
The Woolly Beast?
Yes.
I don't know why you'd find this any more scary than the others.
No, Kathleen, you can't read from that.
Come on, Paul. You've got to confront this sometime.
Suppose.
The Tale of the Woolly Beast. There is a tale known by many deceased, the dark, fearsome yarn of the great woolly beast. He's covered with fur, matted and foul. The hum coming off him will make children howl. There's talk of a maw with teeth set like knives. Those that have felt them have paid with their lives. He might fancy your head or your liver instead. You are his dinner, laying in bed. He starts at your toes, for soft brain he's bound. He slips and chaws loudly your sweet spots he's found. He savors each bite. He chews with no haste each bone full of marrow. He sucks for the taste.
Enough, Kathleen. I can't take any more.
But the worst little boy...
I'm not the worst little boy. Don't even think of reading the next verse.
Come on.
The Collected Fairy Tales of Newfoundland by Maxie Porter and Vina Basta. It's published by Stopcock Press and retails for $179. Thanks for coming in, Kathleen.
My pleasure, Paul.
Stop it.
Economology. Is it really just a fiscal self-help movement? This week, on Wearing the Wire, join me, Jerome Granger, for a special investigative report on the dark side of economology.
You can't play God!
We'll know that in a moment. Money supply?
Good.
Budget?
There's a problem. It's too high.
Quick, man. Cut back. Cut back! Reduce the CBC!
Reducing? The transplant is stabilized.
Some extra billing.
Adrenaline injection? Shock adjustment?
Gentlemen, I give you the new and improved Barbara Frum!
The Dark Side of Economology. This Thursday at 9 on Wearing the Wire.
They thought you were a liberal, but they were wrong. Wrong, I say!
Thank you for this.
What's that noise from Newfoundland, I hear you ask? Yes, it's time for the most popular contest here at the BCN. We play a noise from somewhere around the province. You try and guess what it is. We had a lucky winner in Ontario last week, which means that we have a new noise. Hollis Duffett, maître de la compétition. Let us hear the nouveau bruit from Newfoundland. Olé, c'est ça! Down into the already and steadily filling mailbag I go. Entries from across the country have been pouring in. And here's one from Nova Scotia. And it's from Bruce Wade. And Bruce writes, speaking as an eccentric radio person myself, having exposed myself to the magnetism of radio for 20 years, I can definitely say one takes on a certain aura when around normal people. What's this guy talking about? Something to do with the ions of the energy wave attempting to harmonize themselves in resonant structure. Yeah, so where's the guess, Bruce? That hardly constitutes a contest entry. When you're writing the Great Eastern, please label the envelope clearly on the outside, contest. This one should obviously have been labeled gibberish. Here's another one now, and it comes all the way from... it's another one from our sibling Western Province, Nova Scotia, and it's from Catherine Irving in Antigonish. She writes, Dear Paul Moth, it was so good to hear that fine BCN programming here in Canada last Saturday morning. Catherine must be a listener to other fine BCN offerings. Regarding the noise from Newfoundland, here's my guess. It sounds a bit like those green St. John's city trucks dumping snow into the harbor after a snowstorm. Good guess, Catherine Irving. But wrong. Keep on trying, everybody. Hollis Stuffett, let's hear the noise from Newfoundland once more before we go. If you think you know what that noise is, write us at What's That Noise from Newfoundland Contest, care of the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C 1H5. Here's Sinead Lone with Be in the Bottle.
The bee in the bottle is breaking his head. The Ah, the fourth floor. The most desirable office space in the whole BCN structure. When this building was an abattoir, the administrative offices were located up here. And here are the windows from which the bosses could peer down and monitor activity on the killing floor below. They now give a vertigo-inducing view of the atrium. Oh, I get queasy. I don't like this atrium concept. We're here, a little closer to heaven, to visit with Morris Gesso, host of Interred, a weekly look at death and dying, and consistently the BCN's most popular program. It was to be carried by the CBC, but...
Paul!
Oh! Morris! Don't sneak up on me like that!
I didn't mean to frighten you.
That's okay, Morris. That's okay.
I thought the CBC thing was a done deal.
Well, what happened with that?
Well, at the 11th hour, they pulled out. Questioned, if you can believe this, the show's taste.
No.
And you know, Paul, that we always, always, always endeavor to provide a program in the very best of taste.
Well, good taste is synonymous with the name Morris Gesso. Oh,
thank you, Paul. That's...
Oh, Morris, please, don't.
It's so good to have a friend like you, Paul.
A professional associate, Morris. Now, the CBC debacle aside, you have, I hear, a smoking season ahead of you.
Yes, I spent much of my summer traveling, collecting tape for a series of documentary specials.
Well, please, Morris, share.
The first three programs discuss the fascinating West Coast scene. Mm. So much is happening in California.
Well, I can't even begin to speculate.
Well, people are spiking old growth trees with their ashes. Mm. And because of space limitations in Los Angeles, you see people going back to the crypt and to the mausoleum. I saw one very handsome fellow mounted above his mantelpiece.
Oh.
And of course, there is the frosty frontier of cryogenics.
Oh, wonderful.
I've been editing all evening. Plum brandy's my reward. Care to imbibe?
No, thank you, Morris.
Right. You don't drink because of the alcoholism. How indelicate of me, Paul. Perhaps I can get you a soft drink.
Oh, it's fine, Morris, really.
I know. You just sit there and listen to some tape, and I'll fetch you a pop.
A glass of water would be
No, no, there's a cream soda in the fridge downstairs. I'll be right back. You just hit play.
Okay. Wow. Look at this machine. They have the best of gear here at Interred.
Here we are in the main storage facility. It's an impressive operation. The condition of each sarcophagus is monitored by computer to ensure a constant temperature of 7 Kelvin.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm sure you have backup generators.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the entire building is earthquake-proofed.
Naturally. Oh, we see some new people here. Timothy Leary, tune in, turn on, drop dead. Sorry, just a little mirth. Now, I understand you've been in operation since the 50s.
Yeah, that's correct, since the 50s. The coolers in this section of the building actually house some of our very first clients.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Alas, poor Walter Disney. I knew him, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy.
A close acquaintance, Maurice?
Oh, yes, fast friends. You want to mind your tongue, though. That Disney crowd have become so litigious. Say anything untoward about Mickey, and you know there's going to be civil action. And believe you me, the mixture was no angel. Oh, my. Is it my imagination, or does Walter have a little freezer burn on his nose? Mel Snellgrove. 5 years ago, you closed up shop in Lewisport, joined the Newfoundland diaspora, and moved here to California. You are now the most sought-after celebrity mortician in L.A., burying the stars and their victims.
Thank you, Morris.
Yes, and you've invited me here to help you out today.
It'd be a honor.
Okay, let's suit up. You know, whatever it is, the smell of latex just sets my heart aflutter.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Paul. Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you.
It's all right, Morris. It's all right. Look,
here's your cream soda.
Thank you very much. Well, Morris Gesso, host of Interred, I'm sure that your many fans are overjoyed at your return. Canada, alas, will never know what they are missing. Have a great season, won't you?
Thank you very much, Paul. It's very kind of you.
Good morning. I'm Paula Duty with some BCN programming highlights. At 2 o'clock today, more helpful advice from Libby Sinyard, Bay Superwoman. After going a few rounds with Miss Canada, Libby rigs up a child seat for the ATV and shows a group of outport mayors how to apply for emergency relief from the United Nations. It's all in a day's work for Libby Sinyard, Bay Superwoman. Then at 3, he's in the army now. He's whistling reveille. He's Benjamin Humphreys, the boogie-woogie whistler boy of Company B, CN. That's a special Swingers of World War II edition of The Whistler. At 4 on Playlets, it's episode 5 of Delbert Anglo's Radio Verite masterpiece, Please Make It Stop. This week, friendlies at the Department of Wildlife finally bag and quarantine Dad. Mom mistakes her dengue fever for the change. And sullen daughter Brenda turns that love of leather into cold, hard cash. Kiss my boot, Your Honor, this week on Please Make It Stop. A full day of entertaining and informative programming, only on BCN 520.
History in Newfoundland. It's a mélange of fact, fancy, and big fat lies. And in the fact category, noted archaeologist Dr. Eric Harker has made an important discovery. I joined Dr. Harker at the excavations on the Spongy Downs, a site near the former French settlement of Bandusang here on the southern shore. It's about an hour from St. John's. This is an exciting find, Dr. Harker.
Yes, it is. Well, records showed us that the French settled this area. The dig is proving that the site long predates their arrival.
Now, outside of losing a few wars and eating fatty foods, just what were the French doing here anyway?
Well, they seem to have been digging themselves.
Oh, do you mean self-pleasuring or mining?
Well, mining would be unlikely. Yeah. All we can say is that the activities appeared to have stopped abruptly in the 1760s.
When the entire settlement walked into the ocean. Now, Dr. Harker, you've rigged me up here with a little hand shovel, a spade, and some brushes, and you have that's a fierce-looking sort of a pickaxe implement. Presumably, we're going to engage in a little archaeology.
He is the one master.
I'm sorry?
dig in! Dig
okay,
in.
Here we go. Let's set to it.
Stupid rock!
Oh, my God! Hey, you found it!
God damn it, went right through me!
Out of my way, you idiot!
What have we found here?
God, it's some kind of dolmen.
There's some writing on it. It says, Age?
No. That's recent. It was obviously defaced by the Irish monks.
Where?
Irish monks years ago.
Oh, that's a relief.
My God, it's a map. It indicates a buried chamber.
Wow.
No doubt containing the great vault of... we'll split up. You dig over there in the bog,
uh-huh.
And... I'll focus on the chamber.
Oh, great. What a fun.
Dr. Harker!
In here!
I see you've located the entrance to the chamber.
Yes, sir. Have you had any luck in the bog?
Well, nothing looking at all French, really. I've got a monkey's paw and half an amulet, an old mug and some coins, but they're Spanish, I think. Oh, wait, now here's the other half of the amulet.
No, Count, put them together!
Have you said that? Do you need any help down there?
No, I'm sure I'll be fine.
It's no problem.
Look, I wouldn't want to hold you up.
Yeah, well, we came in your car and all.
Oh, right.
Come on down, then. Tight squeeze down here.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Doc.
That's all right. I'm fine. Here.
What?
You see? It's the door.
Oh. Please, careful there, Dr. Harker. You're going to ruin yourself.
I can't get it open.
It's because this statue is in the way. Here, let me move that.
No! Don't move that.
That's no problem. I got it.
Oh. I can't move. Out of my way! Oh.
Hey, it works again. That corrupts technology. My tape recorder's all right, Dr. Harker. The pumps don't seem to be doing any good there, though, Dr. Harker.
That's because the chamber's being flooded with seawater, you idiot.
Hey, well, that's a pretty ingenious concept, eh? Seawater. I must say that this has been quite an experience. Dr. Eric Harker, I want to thank you for this. Dr. Harker. Hey, Dr. Harker! Dr. Harker, wait a minute! Dr. Harker, wait! I need a lift!
...520 on the long wave. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN.
Our panel on political culture joins us now, or at least part of it does anyway. In the studio with me is Ariel Flint, host of BCN Show Trial.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Ariel. And we're hoping to have on the line from the Liberal Policy Convention in Ottawa, pundit and pollster J. Richard Kandel, and Professor Carl Johnson, Valmanis Chair in Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's. We have J. Richard. Hello, J. Richard. Have you seen Carl?
No, I haven't seen Carl. Just a second. $300. They better be some of Ottawa's finest. It's, $497.
J. Richard?
Yeah, what? Thanks. Yeah, it's fabulous here. Lots of familiar faces from policy conventions past.
Tory conventions?
Yeah, it's great.
What policy issues are of particular interest to you, J. Richard?
This should be good.
What
policy issues are of particular interest to you?
Many and varied. You know, whatever's going. There was a great pancake breakfast. Prime Minister Martin spoke.
Isn't that Prime Minister Chrétien, J. Richard?
Who?
You just said Prime Minister Martin.
I did not.
I think you did, J. Richard.
Well, what's the dip? It's a great time to be a liberal.
Yeah, who paid your way this time, Richard? Tobacco for a Better Tomorrow?
Hello?
Or the Junior Firearms Association?
Try the BCN, sister.
What? This can't be true.
I think it is, Ariel.
People here at the BCN are being laid off, and you're anteing up for J. Richard's self-promotional junket?
Whoa. I'm just told that it's a completely different line item on the budget.
That is sickening, Paul. The BCN can't afford to send me, its only award-winning political reporter, but it pays the way for a liberal crony and a media challenge pinhead from the university.
Just a second. Carl paid his own ticket. He was going anyway.
So there. And what about you, Paul? I hear you turned down the chance to be a toastmaster at Brian Tobin's din-dins for the journalists over at Mama Teresa's.
Well, I have some principles, J. Richard.
Right. This from Paul Moth, last year's Mr. DDT.
Hey, it's an inexpensive pesticide for the developing world.
It's a great thing.
And unlike the Liberal Party of Canada, at least you know where the chemical industry stands.
So just which journalists went in for Tobin's spaghetti and hand job?
All the good ones, your flintness. Scribblers who aren't afraid to cheer for the home team. None of your lefty crybaby types, that's for sure.
What's that, Hollis?
You have a collect call from...
Carl Johnson?
You may press 1 now to accept the charge.
Under the new budget policy, we're not allowed to accept collect calls.
Nickel and dime Nancy boys. Don't Hollis, accept
call.
Those charges.
Well, you're paying if there's a problem, Ariel. What is it, Hollis? What... Well, it seems that we're out of time.
Oh, God, I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Ariel Flint here in the studio, and from Ottawa, J. Richard Kandel and Carl Johnson, if you can hear me. Thanks for this.
Hello? Paul?
No trick. The Great Eastern is your Halloween treat. We arrive in the goodie bag of your radio live from the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland in St. John's. Hollis Duffett was disguised as our engineer, and Ish Lundrigan wore the director of radio mask. If you'd like to write us, we'd love to hear from you. Our street address is the Great Eastern, 342 Duckrett Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Our email address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Click on our spooky homepage. Audio clips, biographical bumps, and historical info about the show and the station. Get there through CBC Radio's page or email us for our address. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the BCN's annual open house on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections. Enjoy a Furlong knob today. First, some community announcements. The CBC is having a yard sale this afternoon on the Parkway. Items available include office furniture, stationery...